إن الحمد لله الحمد لله نحمده ونستعينه ونستغفره ونعوذ بالله من شرور أنفسنا ومن سيئات أعمالنا، من يهده الله فلا مضل له ومن يضلل فلا هادي له، وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له، وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم تسليما كثيرا إلى يوم الدين. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله حق تقاته ولا تموتن إلا وأنتم مسلمون. يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء، واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام، إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وقولوا قولا سديدا يصلح لكم أعمالكم ويغفر لكم ذنوبكم، ومن يطع الله ورسوله فقد فاز فوزا عظيما. ألا وإن خير الكلام كلام الله، وخير الهدي هدي سيدنا محمد صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم، وشر الأمور محدثاتها، وكل محدثة بدعة، وكل بدعة ضلالة، وكل ضلالة في النار. وبعد، praise be to Allah. We praise Allah. We seek guidance in Allah. And we seek refuge from the evil of our own selves in Allah. Whomsoever Allah, the exalted guide to the truth, which is Islam, then none in this entire world will ever be able to misguide or take astray. And whomsoever Allah the Exalted misguide and take astray due to a disease or a perversion in the heart, then none in this entire world will ever be able to guide or bring back to the right path whenever they go astray. And I bear witness that there is no God, deity of worship, but Allah alone, with no partnership. And Muhammad, the son of Abdullah, is the slave of Allah, the servant of Allah, the last and the final of all the messengers and prophets of Allah into mankind. Allah says in the Quran, O you who believe, fear Allah your Lord the way He should be feared, and do not die except in a state of purity and complete submission to Allah, which is Islam. He also says in the chapter of the women, O mankind, fear Allah. Fear Allah, your Lord, who created you from one man. From that same man, He created His wife. From them both, He created many men and women. And fear Allah, through whom you seek and ask your mutual rights. And do not cut off the ties of kinship. Verily, Allah is the old watcher over every single one of you. He also says in the chapter of the Confederates, O you who believe, fear Allah your Lord and speak always only the truth. Allah will forgive you your sins, will guide you to do righteous good deeds, and whomsoever obeys Allah and His beloved messenger, he has indeed achieved the highest status of success, and he will be saved from the horrifying punishment of hellfire, and he will be among or admitted into the gardens of the Jannah with Allah's mercy. The best speech is the book of Allah, which is the Quran. And the best guidance and example and the best creed in the history of all mankind is the creed and the guidance and the example of His beloved messenger Muhammad, peace and blessings of Allah be upon him. And the worst of all affairs are the newly invented matters. Every newly invented matter is an accursed innovation. Every accursed innovation is a misguidance, and every single misguidance is indeed in hellfire. Wabad. Dear brothers and sisters, we welcome you today in the Masjid Ibrahim of the city of Austin in Texas. and we welcome our noble Shaykh and brother, for the sake of Allah, Shaykh Salim ibn Sa'd al-Tawil, who's visiting us from the country of Kuwait. And the Shaykh, subhanAllah, when we first picked him up from the airport, I asked him and I said, Shaykh, how was your trip? The first thing he responded to me was, he looked at me straight and he said, قِطْعَةٌ مِّنْ عَذَابٍ. A piece or a portion of suffering or punishment. He referred by that to the hadith of the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam that he said that as-safar qit'atun min al-'adab, or كما قال رسول الله صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وصحبه وسلم, that the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to the trip, but taking a trip, a portion of suffering. Indeed, coming to us all the way from the other parts of the world to be here with us to teach us some of the deen of Allah from the book and the sunnah according to the understanding of the Salaf al-Salih, the companions of the Messenger Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, and those who lived in the three first centuries that the Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam referred to them, that they are the best centuries in the history of mankind. And also we thank the brothers who worked very hard relying on Allah Azza wa Jalla trying to make this event possible to happen. Nothing from what was done, inshallah, was for the sake of the dunya. Everything, inshallah, was meant for the sake of Allah. For the sake of Allah, trying to win the akhirah, the hereafter. And we thank the Shaykh who prayed with us, and we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to bless him, and to reward him in the dunya and the akhirah, and bring him the higher level of the Jannah in the hereafter. And we ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to guide all of us and make everything easy for the Shaykh to help us and for the purpose that he's here to visit us for. And I give the mic to the Shaykh inshallah. فَلْيَتَفَضَّلْ مَشْكُورًا جَزَكَ اللَّهُ شَيْخ فَضَّلْ.
الحمد لله رب العالمين والصلاة والسلام على خاتم المرسلين وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين. أما بعد, نحمد الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الذي من علينا ويسر أمورنا حتى بلغنا هذا المكان لنزوركم في الله ونتذاكر في الله.
Just started by praising Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that there is no deity of worship other than Him, and He is the one that blessed us and make it easy for us and made this trip a success by his blessing.
وأخوكم محدثكم سالم بن سعد الطويل من الكويت لا أحسن اللغة الإنجليزية.
And the Sheikh said that he's your brother from Kuwait and he doesn't perfect the English language.
ولا أدري ماذا قال أخونا أبو عبد الله في ترحيبه, لكن أظنه قد بالغ كما أفهم ذلك من السياق.
And he doesn't know what Sheikh Abdullah he said in his introduction, and the Sheikh thinks that he said more than what should be said.
ولو أعلم ماذا قال لعاتبته على ذلك, ولكن جزاه الله خيرا على حسن ظنه.
And if he knows what he said, he would have admonished him and told him not to say that, but may Allah reward for whatever he said.
فما أنا إلا طالب علم جئت أتعاون معكم على البر والتقوى وأصلكم في الله وأزوركم في الله.
I am not except for a student of knowledge that came just to visit you for the sake of Allah and advise you for the sake of Allah.
اخترت لكم أن نقرأ عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة لشيخنا محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله تعالى.
And we chose to read for you the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة by Sheikh Muhammad بن صالح العثيمين.
وليتكم تكتبون عندكم. بدأنا قراءة هذه الرسالة المباركة في ليلة التاسع عشر من جماد الآخرة يعني اليوم 18 هو ليلة 19 من جماد الآخرة لعام 28 و400 ألف.
And we started reading this letter in the night of the 19th of Jumada Lakhira, the Islamic month. And today is the 18th, but it is the night of the 19th.
الموافق الرابع من الشهر, يعني ليلة الرابع من الشهر السابع عام 2007.
And it's the year of 2007, 4th of July.
مع أخينا, أي قرأنا هذه الرسالة مع أخينا سالم بن سعد الطويل في زيارته إلينا من الكويت.
And we read this letter by with our brother Salim bin Saad al-Tawil visiting from Kuwait.
إلى الولايات المتحدة الأمريكية في ولايات تكساس في مدينة أوستن.
In the United States of America, in the state of Texas, in Austin.
ومن توفيق الله سبحانه وتعالى أن اخترنا هذه الرسالة لشيخنا محمد بن صالح العثيمين.
And it is from the blessings of Allah that we chose this letter written by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen.
وهو أحد أعلام هذه الأمة, وإليه وبعض إخوان العلماء انتهى العلم في هذا العصر.
And he is one of the great scholars, outstanding scholars in this century, and him and other his brothers of scholars, the knowledge have reached its peak in this century.
ومما زين هذه الرسالة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة أن قدم لها الشيخ العلامة عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز رحمه الله تعالى.
And what made even this letter more beautiful is that Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz wrote the introduction for this letter.
فهو إمام أهل السنة في هذا العصر.
He is the Imam of Ahl al-Sunnah in this century.
وهو شيخ شيخنا محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله.
And he is the Sheikh and the teacher of Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen. May Allah have mercy on him.
ومما وفقني الله عز وجل إليه أن زرت الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله في الطائف.
And from the blessings of Allah that he made it easy for me to visit the Sheikh Muhammad bin Baz in Taif.
فوجدت شيخنا محمد بن صالح العثيمين عنده في زيارة.
And he found Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen and visiting Sheikh bin Baz over there.
وكانت زيارته تلك ليقرأ عليه هذه الرسالة عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
And the purpose of that visit for Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen is to read for Sheikh bin Baz this letter عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة, the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة.
فجلست معهما وشربت معهما القهوة.
And I sat with them and drank with them coffee.
لا أقول أنني حضرت قراءة هذه العقيدة على الشيخ بن باز, ولكن أقول قدر الله عز وجل أني زرتهما مستمعين.
The Sheikh is saying that he's not saying that he read this letter to Sheikh bin Baz, but Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala decreed that he sat and he went and he visited when Sheikh bin Uthaymeen was reading this letter on Sheikh bin Baz.
وكان هذا قبل تقريبا 20 عاما.
And that was about 20 years ago.
فأقول الذي زاد هذه العقيدة توثيقا تقديم الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز لها وتزكيته إياها.
And what made this letter beautiful, more beautiful, is that Sheikh bin Baz approved it and introduced it.
وهذه العقيدة ألفها شيخنا محمد بن صالح العثيمين رحمه الله بيانا لعقيدته.
And this letter, Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, he wrote it explaining and clarifying his creed and what he believes.
وعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
And the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة.
وهذا ما جرى عليه كثير من العلم في بيان عقيدته مع عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة, فيؤلفون مصنفا مختصرا في العقيدة.
And this is what a lot of the people of knowledge, this is their habit, that they write a small letter or a small booklet introducing in it what they believe in, that their aqeedah, their creed, and what the creed of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah is.
نعم شيخنا محمد بن صالح الثيمين رحمه الله تعالى كان متطفلا على كتب أهل العقيدة من الأئمة السابقين المتقدمين. كان مستفيد مستند على ما ألف العلماء السابقين.
And Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, he depended on the previous books as written by the previous scholars of Ahl Sunnah wal Jama'ah and in that topic of Aqidah.
والله تعلم. أقول شيخنا نعم كان متطفلا في كتابة لهذه العقيدة على ما كتبه العلماء السلف علماء السلف في بيان عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
So he depended, the Sheikh in writing this letter, he depended on the books of the Salaf about the عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
لكن قد امتازت هذه الرسالة بميزات عظيمة.
But this letter was special and was more special than the rest of the books in many aspects.
لأن العلماء السابقين كانوا إذا كتبوا في الاعتقاد.
That is because the previous scholars, when they used to write about the creed,
فإنما يتطرقون لمسائل قد كثر فيها الخلاف.
They used to touch upon issues where there's a lot of dispute amongst the scholars.
وبعضها تكون أجوبة على أسئلة.
And some of it used to be just answers for some questions.
فقد ينقصها بعض الترتيب لحسب الظروف التي كانوا يعيشون فيها.
So it might lack some of the it might lack putting it in the right order of the time that they used to live in.
بينما شيخنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمه الله وضع عقيدته هذا على حديث جبريل.
As for this letter by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, he put it and he ordered it the same way as the hadith of Jibril.
وحديث جبريل مشهور عند المحدثين عندما جاء على صورة رجل.
And the hadith of Jibril is famous among the scholars of hadith that when he came and the form of a man.
جاء على صورة رجل إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم بينما كان جالسا عند أصحابه.
He came in the form of a man while Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sitting among his companions.
وكان شديد سواد الشعر شديد بياض الثياب.
And he had extremely black hair and extremely white clothes.
فسأل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم عن الإسلام والإيمان والإحسان.
And he asked Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم what is Islam and what is Iman and what is Ihsan.
وسأل عن الساعة وعن أمارات أي علامات الساعة.
And he asked him about the hour and some of the about the hour and some of signs of the hour, signs of the day of judgment.
فلما سأل عن الإيمان قال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم الإيمان أن تؤمن بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله وبالقدر خيره وشره.
And when he asked him about Iman, he said Iman is to believe in Allah and his angels and his books and his messengers and the last day and Qadr, decree the bad, the good and the bad of it.
فهذا الذي يجعلني أختار هذه الرسالة في مناسبة كثيرة وزيارات كثيرة.
And this is what made the Sheikh choose this letter to read it in many visits and in many occasions.
فترتيبها رائع.
Because it's the way he put it and ordered it, it's beautiful.
لموافقتها لحديث جبريل.
Because it coincides with the hadith of Jibril.
وألفها الشيخ بن عثيمين رحمه الله وقدم له الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله.
And wrote this letter Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen and introduced it with Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz.
مع ما في أسلوب شيخنا المرتب الرائع الذي يسهل على كل طالب علم أن يقرأ ويستفيد منه.
Also with the beautiful organization of the Sheikh that it is make it easy for any person that is seeking knowledge, any student of knowledge makes it easy to understand it.
الله أسأل جل وعلا أن يوفقني وإياكم إلى الاعتقاد الصحيح.
And I ask Allah to bless me and you to the right belief.
الآن نشرع بقراءة مقدمة الشيخ عبد العزيز بن باز رحمه الله.
Now we read, start reading the introduction that Sheikh Abdul Aziz bin Baz wrote.
قال بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الحمد لله وحده والصلاة والسلام على من لا نبي بعده وعلى آله وصحبه. أما بعد، فقد اطلعت على العقيدة القيمة الموجزة التي جمعها أخونا العلامة فضيلة الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين. يقول الشيخ: فقد اطلعت على العقيدة القيمة الموجزة التي جمع أخونا العلامة فضيلة الشيخ محمد بن صالح العثيمين.
The Sheikh started by praising Allah alone and praise and blessings and praise upon His Messenger. And he said that I looked upon this upon this precious aqidah written, the summarized precious aqidah written by our brother, the scholar, Fadilat Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen.
وانتبهوا أن الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله اختار كلمة دقيقة بقوله التي جمعها أخونا العلامة الشيخ.
And pay attention to a very specific word that Sheikh bin Baz put, that he wrote, that he said to this aqidah that Sheikh Muhammad bin Azim combined it.
لأن العقيدة ليس فيها شيء جديد.
Because there isn't anything new in aqidah.
وإنما هي الأخبار الغيبية التي جاءت في الكتاب والسنة التي يجب على المسلم أن يعتقدها بقلبه.
It is only the aspects of the unseen that came from Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم, and the mu'min has to believe in it with his heart.
فلذلك شيخنا محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم جمعها من الكتاب والسنة وأقوال سلف الأمة.
And Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم, all what he did, he combined all these from the Quran and from the Sunnah and from the statements of the scholars of the Salaf.
فلا يقول قائل أن الشيخ لم يعمل شيء سوى أنه جمع.
So nobody should say that the Sheikh only just combined.
بل هذه هي الاستقامة, أن المسلم يجمع الاعتقاد من الأدلة.
But this is the effort that he just gathered all this letter from the proofs and evidences.
وفي المقابل أكبر المصائب أن الإنسان يأتي من هوى نفسه بعقائد ما أنزل الله بها من سلطان.
And opposite to this, and that's the greatest tragedy, that a person starts bringing from his desires and writing from his own desires what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala never revealed.
فالعقيدة إنما هي أخبار غيبية يؤمن بها المسلم ويصدقها بقلبه, فلا مجال للاجتهاد فيها.
Aqidah is only aspects of unseen that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have revealed, and the mu'min, he believes in it and submits to it, and there is no place to add or any of your own opinion or any of from your own desire.
يقول الشيخ بن باز: وسمعتها كلها.
And I've heard the whole letter. Sheikh bin Baz said that I heard this whole letter.
يقول: فألفيتها مشتملة على بيان عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة. أي وجدتها قد اشتملت على بيان عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
So I saw that it contains all of the qualification of all the aspects of عقيدة, the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة.
في باب توحيد الله وأسماء وصفاته.
In the chapter of توحيد, the oneness of Allah in His names and attributes.
وفي أبواب الإيمان بالملائكة والكتب والرسل واليوم الآخر والقدر خير وشر.
And aspects of belief in the angels and in the books and the messengers and the last day and the decree of Allah, the good and the bad of it.
يقول الشيخ بن باز: وقد أجاد في جمعها وأفاد وذكر فيها ما يحتاجه طالب العلم وكل مسلم.
And he, Sheikh bin Baz, saying that he, Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Uthaymeen, he did a good job in combining it, and he mentioned in it everything that a seeker of knowledge will seek in that aspect.
في إيمانه بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر بالقدر خيره وشره.
In believing in Allah and His Messenger, and Allah believing in Allah and the angels and the books and the messengers and the last day and the decree, the good and the bad.
وقد ضم إلى ذلك فوائد جمة تتعلق بالعقيدة قد لا توجد في كثير من الكتب المؤلفة في العقائد.
And he also put in the letter a lot of benefits that is associated with عقيدة that you will not find it in many books that is written in that aspect in عقيدة.
وأراد الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله أنها لا توجد مجتمعة في كتاب واحد.
And what Sheikh Ibn Baz meant by that is that you would not find all these benefits put in one book.
وإنما هي منتشرة في كتب أهل السنة.
But it is spread over many different books of Ahl al-Sunnah.
فاجتهد شيخنا محمد صالح التيمي رحمه الله بجمعها في هذا المختصر.
So the Shaykh Muhammad Salih al-Thameen, he put the effort to combine all of these benefits about the aspects of Aqidah and put it in the summarized version in that letter.
ثم دعا له في النهاية فقال فجزاه الله خيرا.
And then he asked Allah in mid-dua for him that Allah reward him.
وزاده من العلم والهدى.
And increase him and enlighten him and with knowledge.
ونفع بكتاب هذا وبسائر مؤلفاته.
And may Allah benefit with, from his letter, from this book, and from the rest of his books.
وجعلنا وإياه وسائر إخوانا من هداة المهتدين الداعين إلى الله على بصيرة.
And made him and make him amongst the those who call to guidance and those who call to Allah upon knowledge.
إنه سميع قريب أي إن الله سميع قريب أي مجيب الدعاء.
Verily Allah is all hearing and He is close, meaning that He hear, He accepts the dua.
ثم قال صلى الله وسلم على نبينا محمد وآله وصحبه.
And then he praised Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم saying صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ثم قال ممليه الفقير إلى الله عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز سامحه الله.
And then he wrote this the poor to Allah. عبد العزيز بن عبد الله بن باز may Allah forgive him.
وإنما قال ممليه لأن الشيخ بن باز كما تعلم أعمى رحمه الله فما كان يكتب وإنما كان يملي ويكتب له كاتب.
And he said that somebody wrote it for him because Sheikh ibn Baz didn't used to write because he was blind, he couldn't write, but he would dictate. He would dictate it. He would dictate somebody, and somebody would write for him.
وفي الحقيقة هذه المقدمة بهذا السطر القليلة تزكية كبيرة من الشيخ بن باز رحمه الله لهذا الرسالة التي نحن بصدد قراءتها.
And this is a great introduction and a great purification for this letter that is by written by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih al-Thameen that we're about to read.
ولما قال الشيخ هذا الدعاء في الأخير دعا للشيخنا محمد سمير ودع لسائر إخواننا فنسأل الله نجعل لكم منهم ونقول نحن الآن آمين.
And when the Sheikh he finished writing this introduction, he made dua for Sheikh Al-Thameen and he made dua for all the rest who will benefit from this. So we ask Allah to make us amongst them and we say Ameen.
المقدمة للشيخ محمد صالح الثمين رحمه الله.
Now we start the introduction by Sheikh Muhammad bin Salih Al-Thameen. May Allah have mercy on him.
قال الحمد لله رب العالمين والعاقبة للمتقين أي النهاية الحسنة ستكون للمتقين إما في الدنيا وإما يعني إما في الدنيا والآخرة وإما في الآخرة.
The Sheikh started Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم is the introduction by saying praises to Allah the Lord of the worlds and the ending is always for the pious meaning the ending in this life and in the hereafter will be always in the, for the pious that fear Allah.
ولا عدوان إلا على الظالمين أي نحن لا نعادي إلا الظالمين فنبغضهم ولا نواليهم ولا نحبهم لما عندهم من الظلم والكفر بالله عز وجل.
And there is no enmity and hatred except on those who are on the transgressors. That means that we don't hate and we don't take as enemies except for those who transgress upon the orders of Allah.
وأشهد أن لا إله إلا الله وحده لا شريك له. أشهد يعني أقر على علم أن لا إله إلا الله.
And he said, I witness that there is no ilah worthy of worship, no God worthy of worship except for Allah. And ashadu, to witness mean, I say and affirm with knowledge that there is no ilah that is worthy of worship except for Allah.
ومعنى لا إله إلا الله أي لا معبود حق إلا الله. يعني لا معبود يستحق العبادة إلا الله.
And لا إله إلا الله means that there is nothing that is worthy of worship. Truly except for Allah.
وليس المعنى لا إله موجود فالآلهة الموجودة كثيرة فكل معبود يسمى إله.
And that doesn't mean that there is no that doesn't mean that there isn't a God that is worshipped or that existed exists other than Allah because there are many gods that exist. But He سبحانه وتعالى is the only one truly worthy of worship.
فقد سمى الله عز الأصنام التي كان يعبدها المشركون آلهة. فقد سمى الله في القرآن سمى الله عز في القرآن الأصنام التي تعبد دون الله سماها آلهة.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى named the God that is worshipped In the Quran, Allah names the gods that is worshipped other than Him as Aliha, as they are gods.
كما قال تعالى واتخذوا من دونه آلهة.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that they took other than Him Aliha, gods.
فهي آلهة لأنها معبودة من دون الله.
So it is Aliha, gods, because it is worshipped other than Allah.
لكن المعبود بحق الذي يستحق العبادة هو إله واحد وهو الله.
But that who is worshipped truly, who is truly worthy of worship, is only one, and it is Allah.
كما قال تعالى وإلهكم إله واحد.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, and your إله, your God, is one إله, one God.
وهذه كلمة التوحيد الكلمة العظيمة لا إله إلا الله أي لا معبود حق إلا الله.
And this is the great kalima of tawheed, that la ilaha illallah, there's no deity worthy of worship truly except for Allah.
ثم أكد فقال وحده لا شريك له وحده لا شريك له.
And then he affirmed that by saying that he is alone and he has no partner.
ثم قال الملك الحق المبين الله عز وجل اسمه الملك الحق المبين. من أسمائه الملك الحق المبين.
And then he mentioned amongst the الملك the names of Allah الملك that he is the king, the owner, الحق that he is the truth.
المبين. أنا أشرح لك بس قلت.
المبين.
نعم. الله أنا بحبين شو المبين.
المبين.
أنا بين المبين. تضويت. طيب. الله اسمه الملك الحق المبين. من أسماء الله الملك الحق المبين. الله الملك الحق.
From the names of Allah is the Malik al-Haq al-Mubin.
نعم. ومعنى الملك أي الذي يملك ويحكم.
And the meaning of Malik is the one that he owns and he rules.
فالله عز وجل ملك ومالك.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is owner and he is the king.
وملك لكل شيء يحكم بكل شيء.
And he rules everything that existed.
ومالك لكل شيء.
And he owns everything that existed.
نعم المخلوق قد يكون ملك ومالك.
Yes, that part of the creation can be, he can be a ruler and a owner.
لكن ملك ملك محدود.
But his kingdom is limited.
ومالك لمملكة محدودة.
And he is the owner for a limited kingdom.
وملك مؤقت سيزول يوما ما.
And his kingdom is temporary, will go away and vanish someday.
أما الله عز وجل فمالك لكل شيء.
As for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's kingdom and ownership, he owns and he rules everything.
ويحكم بكل شيء.
And he rules with everything.
ولا راد لحكمه.
And nothing can negate his rulership.
لذلك يوم القيامة الله جل وعلا ينادي أين الملوك؟ أين ملوك الأرض؟
And that is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the day of judgment he will say where are the kings in the earth.
فلا يجيب أحد.
So none of them will answer.
ثم يقول لمن الملك اليوم.
And then he will say to who belongs all kingdom.
فلا يجيب أحد.
Nobody will answer.
فيقول لمن الملك اليوم.
And he asks again to who is all king belong all kingdom.
فلا يجيب أحد.
And no one will answer.
ثم يجيب نفسه فيقول لله الواحد القهار.
And then he answers himself saying belongs to Allah the most mighty and powerful.
فالله عز هو الملك أي الذي يملك كل شيء ويحكم بكل شيء.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the king that he owns everything and he rules everything.
وهو الحق. الحق يعني الشيء الثابت.
And he is the حق. حق means the thing that is firm.
وضد الحق الباطل والباطل هو الشيء الذاهب الزائل.
And the opposite of حق is father false and false is something that is will vanish.
فالله عز وجل هو الحق.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he is the حق.
وقوله حق.
And his statements are حق are truth.
ووعده حق.
And his promises are حق.
وأحكامه حق.
And his rulings are حق and truth.
وأقواله حق يعني صدق.
And his statements are truth and حق.
وأحكامه حق يعني عدل.
And his rulings are حق means they are just.
قال الله تعالى ذلك بأن الله هو الحق وأن ما يدعون من دونه الباطل.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says that is because Allah is the haqq and whatever they call other than him is the batin.
ثم قال الحق المبين أي الواضح في كل شيء.
And then he said المبين. المبين means is واضح, is the clear in everything.
والمبين المبين للحق بإرسال الرسل وإنزال الكتب.
And he is clear by sending, he is clear, he clarifies the truth by sending the messengers.
فهو مبين بنفسه ومبين لغيره.
So he is clear by himself and he clarifies the truth for others.
ثم قال وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. أشهد يعني أقر على علم.
And then he said, أشهد, I witness that لا إله إلا الله, I, which means I witness with knowledge and I affirm with knowledge.
وأشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله. قال وأشهد يعني أقر على علم أن محمدا عبده ورسوله.
And then he said, I affirm with knowledge that Muhammad he's the messenger of Allah سبحانه وتعالى.
فمحمد هو رسول الله, محمد بن عبد الله.
And Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, he is the messenger of Allah. His name Muhammad ibn Abdullah, the son of Abdullah.
Ibn Abdul Muttalib.
The son of Abdul Muttalib.
Ibn Hashim.
The son of Hashim.
Al Qurashi.
He is a Qurashi.
قد اختاره الله عز واصطفاه من سائر المخلوقات كلهم.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala chose him amongst all of his creation.
ليكون رسولا له إلى الجن والإنس.
To be a messenger from Allah, from to be a messenger from Allah to both jinn and human beings.
وهو أفضل المخلوقات.
And he is the best of Allah's creation.
لكنه عليه الصلاة والسلام عبد لله ورسول عبد لله ورسول لله.
But he, صلى الله عليه وسلم, he is a servant and slave to Allah.
واجتماع هاتين الصفتين عبد ورسول.
And when you combine those two terms that he is a servant and slave and he is a messenger.
لها معنى لطيف.
It has a nice meaning.
فهو عبد ليس بإله ولا رب.
So he is a slave and he is not a god or a lord.
وهو رسول يجب أن يصدق ونؤمن به.
And he is a messenger, we have to believe in him and submit to him.
ولو نظرنا إلى أصحاب إلى أهل الكتاب.
And if we look at the people of the book.
فما اعتبروا رسولهم النصارى ما اعتبروا رسولهم عيسى عبدا.
The Christians they did not look as to their messenger as being a slave.
بل اعتبروه إلها وابنا لله.
But they took him as a god and a son and the son of God.
بينما المسلمون يشهدون بأن محمد رسول الله إلا أنه عبد ليس بإله ولا رب.
As for the Muslims they believe and they witness that Muhammad is the messenger of Allah, but he is a slave of Allah too.
وقوله ورسوله فيه رد على اليهود.
And his statement that saying his messenger is a reply and refute for the Jews.
الذين ذكر الله عن منهم كانوا يكذبوا الأنبياء ويقتلونهم.
That Allah mentioned about them that they used to deny the messengers and kill them.
أما المسلمون ولله الحمد.
As for the believers, the Muslims and confess to Allah.
لا يعتقدون بمحمد أنه إله كما يعتقد النصارى بعيسى أنه إله.
They don't believe like the Christians that Muhammad is a god other than Allah.
ولا يكذبون محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ولا يقاتلونه كما فعل اليهود مع رسلهم.
And they don't fight Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and deny his message like the Jews did with their prophets and messengers.
بل نشهد أن محمدا عبده ورسوله عبد الله ورسوله.
But we witness and we say that Muhammad is the slave of Allah and his messenger.
اصطفاه الله واختاره من سائر المخلوقات جميعا.
Allah chose him and Allah chose him and favored him upon all of his creation.
والخلق خلق كبير وعظيم وكثير.
And the creation of Allah is great and many and plenty.
فماذا تتصورون أن يختار الله عز وجل واحدا من هؤلاء كلهم؟ كيف ستكون صفاته؟
So how is it that when Allah He chooses one amongst all of that great creation of Allah, what His qualities will look like and will be?
الخلق خلقه جل وعلا هو خالقهم.
All the creation belongs to Allah. He is the creator.
وهو يعلم أحوالهم وصفاتهم.
And he knows exactly what their situations and what their qualities.
وهو الذي سيختار من هؤلاء الخلق جميعهم واحدا ليكون رسولا له.
And he will choose amongst all of these one to be his messenger to all of them.
فمن سيختار؟
So who will he pick?
لا شك أن اختار أفضلهم وخيرهم.
Of course he picked the best amongst them.
وأنسبهم لأن يكون رسوله إلى الجن والإنس.
And the most suitable and the most one that suits this method to deliver it to the jinn and the ants.
فاختار محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he chose Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وأكرمنا الله عز وجل أن جعلنا من أمته.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى has blessed us and honored us to be one of his among his nation.
ومن أتباعه ومحبيه.
And amongst his followers and amongst his who loves and his lovers.
وهذا فضل عظيم يجب أن يستشعره المسلم ولا ينساه أبدا.
And that's a great bounty from Allah that the Muslim should never forget.
أن جعلك يا عبد الله عبدا له لا لمخلوقاته.
That he made you the slave of Allah, slave to him, and he didn't make you a slave of any of his creation.
وأن وفقك لأن تكون من أتباع رسوله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم لا لأحد سواه.
And he made you a follower of his chosen messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and not nobody else.
ثم قال وخاتم النبيين يعني آخر واحد من المرسلين الأنبياء هو محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And then he said the seal of all prophets, meaning the final prophet and messenger from Allah subhanahu from Allah.
وإمام المتقين أي قدوتهم الذي تقدمهم ويتبعونه ويقتدون به.
And he is the leader of all the righteous, means he is the one that all the rest follows him.
ثم قال صلى الله عليه وعلى آله. صلى الله يعني أثنى الله على عبده. الله يثني على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم أي يذكره بالملأ الأعلى عند الملائكة بالخير والصفات الطيبة.
And then he said صلى الله عليه and صلى عليه means that Allah mentions him and praises him and mentions him and praises his good qualities to the angels.
وعلى آله. آله يعني على أتباعه.
And then he said and upon his followers.
ويراد أحيانا الآل يعني الأقرباء.
And sometimes آل means family.
وإذا أردنا أقرباء النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم فالمسلم منهم.
And if we meant that the family of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم then we mean those who the Muslims amongst them.
وأول من يدخل في آل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أزواجه رضي الله عنهن.
And the first who enters amongst this, the Al of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam, is his wife.
وأزواجه أمهات المؤمنين.
And his wives are the mothers of the believers.
وأصحابه أصحابه أصحاب جمع صاحب.
And then he said, and his companions. And companions is a plural of one companion.
وصحابه كل من لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the صحابي is everyone who met Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم
وآمن به
believed in him
ثم مات على الإيمان
and then he died upon iman upon belief.
فمن لم يلقى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولو كان مسلما ليس صحابيا.
So whoever met Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and he wasn't a Muslim then he is not a صحابي.
حتى الذين أسلموا على أيدي الصحابة في زمن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ولم يلتقوا بالنبي عليه الصلاة والسلام لا يقال عنهم صحابة.
Even those who believed in and believed and became Muslims in the time of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, but they never met Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam. They are not considered as being Sahaba.
لأن الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم كان يرسل رسلا يعني يرسل سفراء لتعليم الناس ونشر الدين كما أرسل معاذ بن جبل إلى اليمن.
Because Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam used to send messengers to go and deliver and spread the message of Allah as like he sent معاذ to Yemen.
فمن أسلم على أيدي الصحابة لا يعتبر صحابيا إلا إذا هاجر إلى النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم والتقى به.
So those who believed through the companions, they accepted Islam through the companions, they are not considered as being صحابة except for those who migrated and met Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وليس كل من التقى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم يعتبر من الصحابة. هناك منافقون، هناك يهود التقى بالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وليس بصحابة.
And not everyone that meets Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is considered as a Sahabi. there's the Jews and there's the Munafiqeen, the hypocrites. They met Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, but they're not considered as being Sahaba. So they have to be that they meet Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and they believed in him.
ثم مات على الإيمان.
And then they died upon that belief.
لأن الذي يرتد عن الإسلام فليس من الصحابة.
Because those who rejected and went back and reverted from Islam, they are not considered as Sahaba.
فهذه شروط ثلاثة حتى يكون صحابي أن يكون مؤمنا لقي النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ومات على الإيمان.
So those are the three conditions for a person to be considered as a Sahabi. Is that he meets Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and he believes in him and he died upon that.
ثم قال ومن تبعهم بإحسان أي تابعهم متابعة تامة حسنة.
And then he said and those who followed them with goodness. That means they followed تبع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم. Those who followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam fully and in goodness.
ومن تبعهم أي تبع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم والصحابة.
And followed them, meaning and for whoever followed Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam and followed his companions.
إلى يوم الدين يعني إلى يوم القيامة.
Until the day of judgment.
ويسمى يوم القيامة يوم الدين لأن الناس يدانون أي يحاسبون على أعمالهم.
And that the day of judgment is called the day of Deen because in that day everybody will be judged and asked about what he did.
كما في قوله جل وعلا مالك يوم الدين أي مالك يوم الحساب يوم الجزاء وهو يوم القيامة.
As in the Quran in the ayah in Surah Al-Fatih مالك يوم الدين he is the owner of the day of judgment meaning he is the Deen is that the day where he asks and every single person will be judged in.
أما بعد كلمة أما بعد يؤتى بها للربط بين المقدمة وبين الموضوع الذي سيتكلم به المتكلم يقول أما بعد.
And the word أما بعد which means to proceed it's a word that is used to connect the introduction to whatever the main topic that he is going to start talking about.
فإن الله تعالى أرسل رسوله محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم فإن الله
So surely Allah تعالى Allah the Most High, He sent His Messenger Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم
بالهدى ودين الحق. الهدى يعني العلم النافع ودين الحق يعني العمل الصالح.
He sent His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم with the guidance and the true religion. الهدى, the guidance means العلم النافع, the beneficial knowledge. And the true religion is العمل الصالح, the righteous action.
فالله عز أرسل رسوله بالعلم النافع وبالعمل الصالح.
So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala he sent his messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with the righteous with the beneficial knowledge and with the righteous action.
رَحْمَةً لِلْعَالَمِينَ أي من أجل أن يرحمهم الله عز وجل أرسل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم من أجل أن يرحمهم.
And mercy to the world meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala sent his messenger so Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be merciful to them.
فالله غني عن العالمين عن الإنس والجن غني.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is not in need of any of his creation.
عبدوه أم كفروا به لا يضره الله عز وجل معصية ولا تنفعه طاعة.
Either they worship him or they don't. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't harm him anybody that disobeys him and it doesn't benefit him anybody that obeys him.
لأنه هو الغني سبحانه وتعالى.
Because he subhanahu wa ta'ala is rich and he is not in need of any of his creation.
فمن آمن أو اهتدى أو استقام فإنما يفعل ذلك لنفسه هو المنتفع بنفسه.
So whoever believes and submitted and followed he's doing that to benefit himself alone.
ومن كفر أو ضل فإنما يضل على نفسه.
And whoever rejects this message and disobeyed and then he has done that upon himself and he is the one that will receive the harm of what he's doing.
لكن أن الله عز وجل هو الرحمن الرحيم ذو الرحمة الواسعة.
But because Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the most merciful and beneficial and he is the one that has all the wide the great mercy.
أرسل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم رحمة للعالمين.
He sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم a mercy to the all creation.
وأنزل كتابه رحمة بنا.
And he revealed his book mercy to us.
قال رحمة للعالمين وقدوة للعالمين أي أن الله جعل محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم قدوة أي أسوة يقتدون به ويعملون بمثل عمله.
And then qudwa means he is a good example. Good example to those who seek to do the action.
قال الله تعالى لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says truly there is a good example for you to follow and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لذلك جعل الله عز وجل معصوما من الأخطاء.
That is why he made Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam
يعني لا يخطئ لا يخطئ.
And he never does any mistakes. He is protected from any to do any mistakes.
حتى يصلح للاقتداء.
So that he will be a good example and a perfect example to people for people to follow.
فلو كان يصيب ويخطئ يطيع ويعصي لما كان صالحا لأن يقتدى به.
So but if he would obey and disobey and sin and doesn't, then he will not be a good example for the people to follow.
لفعل الأخطاء والناس اقتدوا به وفعلوا مثله الأخطاء.
He would have done mistakes and people would have followed him and done the same mistakes.
لذلك الله عز يقول لقد كان لكم في رسول الله أسوة حسنة. قال العلماء هذه الآية تدل على أن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم كان معصوما. لقد كان لكم في رسول الله.
رسول الله عند الله when Allah says surely you have in the messenger of Allah a good example for you to follow. The scholars they said this is an indication, a proof that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was protected from to fall into mistakes.
فكان معصوما ليقتدي به الناس وهذا معنى كلام الشيخ أن الله جعل قدوة للعالمين.
So he was protected so that the people would take him and will follow him as an example, and this is what the Sheikh he meant by saying قدوة للعالمين, that he is an example for the people who seek to do action.
وحجة على العباد أجمعين أي جعل الله حجة حتى لا يقول قائل ما جاءني من رسول ما أدري ما علمت.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then he said حجة means an evidence and a proof upon all the slaves, means so that nobody would stand up and nobody would say that I haven't received and I didn't receive the message from Allah. So Allah sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam to be an evidence upon everybody.
والله تعالى من رحمته لا يعذب أحدا حتى يبعث إليه رسولا.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala from His mercy that He doesn't punish anybody except that He send a messenger to them.
يقول الشيخ بين به وبما أنزل عليه من الكتاب والحكمة. بين به أي أن الله بين بالرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بين به.
And then the Sheikh said بين به means Allah have clarified with Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
وبما أنزل عليه من الكتاب والحكمة يعني وبين بالكتاب الذي أنزل على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبالحكمة أي السنة التي أرسل الله بها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah clarified with Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and whatever he revealed upon him from the book, which is the book of Allah, and the hikmah, the wisdom, which is the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he clarified with that.
بين ماذا؟ قال بين كل ما فيه صلاح العباد. كل شيء فيه صلاح العباد بينه الرسول في سنته وبينه الله في الكتاب الذي أنزله على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So he clarified what? He clarified everything that in it there is goodness and righteousness for the slave. So with Allah, with the Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم and his and the book of Allah and the wisdom that he was revealed on him, in that was the clarification of every single thing that would cause the goodness and righteousness for the slave.
فإذا كان الله عز وجل قد بين برسول الله وبما أنزل عليه من الكتاب كل ما في صلاح العباد إذا لا نحتاج سوى الكتاب والسنة.
So if Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has clarified with whatever he revealed upon Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam everything that we need to everything that we need to receive the goodness and righteousness, then we don't need other than the book of Allah and the sunnah of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
بين كل ما فيه صلاح العباد واستقامة أحوالهم في دينهم ودنياهم.
He clarified with that everything that in it is the righteousness and the goodness for the slaves, and clarified everything that they need to stay on the right path in their religion and in their life.
من العقائد الصحيحة. قلنا العقائد يعني الأخبار الغيبية الصحيحة يعني الحق المصيبة التي أرسله الله عز بها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So Allah sent Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم to whatever that there is the righteousness for the slaves and whatever they need to stay on that path from in every aspect of their religion and in their life and from the aqaid الصحيحة, the correct beliefs. And that the belief is the things that are unseen, and Allah has told us everything that is the truth, the true beliefs, and the correct ones.
في العقائد الصحيحة يعني الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر وقضاء القدر.
So the true and the correct beliefs and faith is to believe in Allah and His Messenger, to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and messengers, and the last day and the qadar khayr wa shar.
والأعمال القويمة. يعني العبادات التي تقرب بها العبد إلى الله سبحانه وتعالى كالصلاة والصيام والزكاة والصيام والحج.
And the righteous actions, and that's all the types of actions that a person seek with it, the pleasure of Allah, all types of worship, like praying and performing the Hajj and giving the Zakah.
والأخلاق الفاضلة كالصدق والأمانة وتحريم الكذب والخيانة وغير ذلك.
And the good manners. And the good manners, and like making lying haram, and ordering us to give the amanah, the trust to back to its people.
والآداب العالية التي تأدى بها المسلم من حقوق العباد بعضهم لبعض.
And the high ways of conduct that a person deals with his other slaves of Allah.
كبر الوالدين وتحريم حقوق الوالدين.
Like it being useful to the parents and make it haram to disobey them.
وكحسن المعاشرة بين الزوجين أيضا بين الله ذلك كله.
And to the good the good way of life dealing with the wife spouse one spouses.
كحقوق الجيران.
And the rights of neighbors.
وحقوق كل الحقوق حتى الحقوق بين المسلمين والكفار وغير ذلك كل ذلك بينه الله عز وجل.
And all types of rights between the Muslim and the non-Muslim, the Muslim and the kafir, all types of rights that a person has upon others, all of that Allah سبحانه وتعالى has clarified.
كذلك بين الآداب, آداب الطعام, آداب الشراب, آداب المعاملة, آداب النوم.
Also Allah has clarified the manners and the etiquette of eating and the etiquette of sleeping. And all of that Allah clarified it.
كذلك بين المعاملات كمثلا أحكام الزواج, أحكام الطلاق, أحكام الرضاع. نعم.
Also Allah have clarified the rulings of the marriage, the rulings of the divorce, and the rulings of the nursing.
والخلاصة بأن الله عز وجل لما أرسل محمدا صلى الله عليه وسلم بين به وبما أنزل عليه من الكتاب كل أحكام الدين.
And the summary is to say that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, when He sent Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, He clarified with that everything that the person needs to in his religion, in his deen, and in his life.
في العقيدة.
And then the aspects of aqidah and belief.
وفي الشريعة العبادات.
And an aspect of sharia and worship.
وفي المعاملات.
And an aspect of dealing and dealing with others and conduct.
وفي الأخلاق الذي تخلق بها الإنسان.
And in the aspects of manners.
وبالآداب التي تأدى بها الإنسان.
And the etiquette that a person deals with.
كل ذلك كمله الله وأتمه.
All of these types Allah سبحانه وتعالى have perfected and have mentioned and have clarified.
كما قال جل وعلا قبل وفاة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم اليوم أكملت لكم دينكم.
As Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said before the death of the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, today I have completed your religion for you.
وَأَتْمَمْتُ عَلَيْكُمْ نِعْمَتِي.
And I have completed my favor upon you.
وَرَضِيتُ لَكُمْ الْإِسْلَامَ دِينًا.
And I have chose Islam a religion for you.
فَدِينٌ كَمَّلَهُ اللَّهُ.
So religion that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala have perfected.
ونعمة أتمها الله.
And the blessing that Allah have perfected.
ودين رضي الله لنا.
And a religion that Allah have chose for us.
وبين الله في كل ما نحتاجه.
And He clarified in that everything that we need.
فكيف نفرط فيه؟
How can we then after that we take we slack and we don't take good we don't take care of this religion?
وكيف لا نستقيم عليه؟
And how we don't stay steadfast and firm upon it.
وهو الدين الذي فيه سعادة الدنيا والآخرة.
And in that religion there is the happiness of this life and the hereafter.
وهو الدين الوحيد الذي رضي الله لنا.
And it is the only religion that Allah has chosen and for us.
كما قال تعالى إن الدين عند الله الإسلام.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says truly religion to Allah is Islam.
ومن يبتغي غير الإسلام دينا فلن يقبل منه.
And whoever seeks a religion other than Islam will not be accepted for him.
وهو في الآخرة من الخاسرين.
And he is in the hereafter amongst the losers.
يقول الشيخ فترك صلى الله عليه وسلم أمته على المحجة البيضاء ليلها كنهارها أي تركهم على الطريق الأبيض الواضح الذي في الليل والنهار بوضوح واحد.
So he left. So then the Sheikh Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم completes in his brother and he says, and so he left صلى الله عليه وسلم. It's nothing that he left his ummah, his followers after that upon this clear path. ليلها كنهارها. It is night. It's like it's day. It's so clear in the night and in the day. It is clear. This path is clear.
لا يزيغ عنها إلا هالك أي لا يزيغ ولا ينحرف عن طريقة النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا هالك إلا إنسان سيهلك.
Nobody deviates and take a path other than that except for a person who is seeking destruction for himself.
هذا الدين الذي أرسل الله بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وبين فيه كل شيء سار على ذلك أمته.
So this religion that Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had came with and Allah clarified with it everything, upon that his ummah, his followers have chosen that and followed that.
لكن أي أمة؟ قال الأمة الذين استجابوا لله ورسوله.
So who are they? Are those who have answered the call of Allah and His Messenger.
فكل البشر والإنس والجن بعد أن بعث الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم هم من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So all of the humans from human beings and the jinn, they are all part of the nation of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
كل البشر الآن الذين ترونهم هم من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Every single human being that you see now, he is amongst the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
على جميع أجناسهم وألوانهم هم من أمة محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Doesn't matter how different they are, their languages or their races is, they're all from the ummah of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
لكن ما معنى الأمة؟ يعني الأمة الذين أرسل إليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So what does ummah mean? What does nation mean? It's the nation that Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent for.
ولذلك هؤلاء يسمون أمة الدعوة يعني الأمة الذين أرسل النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم ليدعوهم.
So that's why they are called the أمة الدعوة because رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent for them to call them and give them دعوة to this message.
ثم من هذه الأمة أمة الدعوة أمة أخرى هي أمة الاستجابة وهم الجزء الذين استجابوا للنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم من هذه الأمة الكبيرة.
And among this أمة الدعوة that رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent for all of them, there is those group who are called Ummat al-Istijaba, those who answered the call of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and followed his da'wah.
وعلى هذا نفهم أن الأمة أمتان.
And so now we understand that the Ummah, the nation is there two types of nations.
أمة الدعوة وهم كل من أرسل إليهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
First nation is Ummat al-Da'wah, the nation that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent for all of them.
ورسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم آخر الرسل.
And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم is the final messenger.
فكل الإنس والجن بعد أن بعث الله محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلى يوم القيامة يعتبرون من أمة محمد.
So all of the jinn and the human beings after him صلى الله عليه وسلم, they all are part of his ummah.
يعني الأمة التي أرسل إليها محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Which means that they are the nation that Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was sent for.
ومن استجاب منهم وآمن بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم يقال منه أنه من أمة محمد أمة الاستجابة.
And those who believed and followed Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam amongst this great nation that he was sent for, those are called Ummat al-Istijaba, the nation who answered the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وأمة الاستجابة هي خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
And this ummah who answered the call, the nation that answered the call of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, they are called, they are the best nation that they were for the people.
وخير هذه الأمة هم أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم. هم أول الأمة وخير الأمة.
And the best of this nation is the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم. They were the first people of this ummah and they are the best amongst them.
لذلك يقول الله عز وجل كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
And that is why Allah سبحانه وتعالى says you were the best nation that were for humanity.
لما أنزل الله هذه الآية كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس أنزل على رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كان في ناس مؤمنون بمحمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا الصحابة.
And when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah, this verse, that you were the best nation sent to all humanity, there were no believers other than the Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
فإن لم يكن الصحابة خير الناس إن لم يكن الصحابة هم خير الناس إذا من سيكون؟ والله أنزل هذه الآية في عهدهم لما كانوا مع النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أنزل الله القرآن على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم وفيه كنتم خير أمة للناس أخرجت للناس.
So as the Sahaba, they're not the best people, they're not the best nation that were then, who is? And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed this ayah and said, you were the best nation that came out for the people.
وهذا أمر لا يشك فيه عاقل فضلا أن يشك به مسلم.
And that is something that nobody that have a sound mind will have any doubt about. What about Muslims?
لا ينكره أن الصحابة خير الناس إلا من زاغ عقله وزاغت بصيرته ودينه.
Nobody will deny that aspect that the Sahaba they are the best of all people except for a person that he lost his mind and he lost that path of righteousness and he lost his religion.
فأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم خير البشر بعد الأنبياء والمرسلين.
So the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم are the best of all humanity after the prophets and messengers.
ولا يمكن أن يشك مسلم عاقل يفهم ما يقول سوى هذا المعنى أن أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هم خير أمة أخرجت للناس كما وصفهم الله عز وجل لا يشك ذلك.
And no Muslim have any doubt in his heart that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala those Sahaba, the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they are the best nation that were sent for humanity.
من اختارهم لصحبة نبيه محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم؟ من اختارهم؟ الله عز وجل هو الذي اختارهم ليكونوا أصحاب نبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Who is the one that chose them to be accompany Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم? It is Allah سبحانه وتعالى, the one who chose them to be the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فالخلق خلق الله.
The creation is all the creation is the creation of Allah.
وهم بين يدي الله يختار بهم منهم ما يشاء.
And they are between the hands of Allah. He chooses amongst them whoever He wishes.
وهو اللطيف الخبير يعلم من يصلح لأن يكون صاحبا لنبيه.
And He is the most knowledgeable, who is the most befit to fit that to be the companions of His Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا شك أن الله اختار خير الناس ليكونوا أتباعا وأصحابا لخير خلقه.
There's no doubt that Allah has chosen the best of humanity to accompany the best of all His creation, which is Muhammad صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لو أراد إنسان عاقل أن يختار أصدقاء لابنه أو صديقات لزوجته فمن يختار؟
If a person with a sound mind, he wants to choose good company for his sons, for his children, or he wants to choose good company for his wife, who will he choose?
هل سيختار الأشرار؟
Will he choose the evil ones?
هل سيختار العصاة؟
Will he choose the disobedient sinners?
إذا كان عاقلا والاختيار بيده لا يختار إلا خير الناس يجدهم ليكون أصحابا لابنه أو صاحبات لزوجته حتى لا يفسدوهم.
So if he is the one with a sound mind and he has the ability to choose, of course he will choose the best of the people to accompany his wife and his children, because if he chooses otherwise, they will deviate his family.
هكذا يفعل الإنسان العاقل.
That's how a person with a sound mind does.
فكيف يفوت أحكم الحاكمين
What about Allah, the one He is the best of all rulers and judges?
أن يختار ويصطفي النبي محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم إلا ماذا يختار خير الناس.
How will he choose other than the best of all humanity to accompany Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم؟
لذلك قال الله عز وجل بهذه الشهادة كنتم خير أمة أخرجت للناس.
This is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says about that you are the Sahaba of the Prophet, you are the best of the nations who were sent to people.
وقال النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم لأصحابه خير الناس قرني.
And Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم told his companions, the best of all people is my generation.
فهذه شهادة من الله ورسوله لأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
So this is a witness from Allah and His Messenger that for the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لذلك نحن نتبع الكتاب والسنة وما كان عليه سلف الأمة.
This is why we follow the Quran, the book of Allah and the Sunnah, and upon whatever the previous our successes where they were upon.
ومعنى سلف أي مضى.
And سلف means that whatever have passed.
فسمي أصحاب السلم سلف الأمة لأنهم هم الذين مضوا.
And they were named with سلف because they passed before us, they came before us.
ونحن مأمورون أن نتمسك بما كان عليه سلف الأمة.
And we are ordered to hold firm upon whatever the predecessors of the Ummah they were upon.
وهذا معنى السلفية والسلفي هو المتمسك بما كان عليه أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this what Salafi means or Salafiyya means, that those who hold strict upon whatever the Sahaba of the Prophet and those who came before us were upon.
وهذا التمسك والانتساب إلى السلفية أمر يجب أن يكون حقيقيا لا مجرد دعوة.
And this holding and going to Salafiyya, it shouldn't be something that is just vague, it should be something that is reality.
فالدعوة المجردة لا تنفع شيئا.
So just calling to that, it doesn't benefit anything.
ولو كانت الدعاوى مفيدة لاستفاد منها من ادعاها قبلنا.
And if this just call for it was beneficial, that the people who came before us, they would benefit from it.
فاليهود والنصارى قالوا نحن أبناء الله وأحباؤه.
So the Jews and the Christians they claim that they are the sons of Allah and their most beloved ones.
فقالوا لن تمثل النار إلا أياما معدودة.
And they said the hellfire will not touch us except for a few days.
فهم أسبق منا تاريخيا.
So they came before us in history.
لكن هذه دعوة مجردة كاذبة.
But this is just a claim, a call that is empty and it's a lie.
ما استفادوا منها شيئا.
They didn't benefit and gain from it nothing.
وفي الوقت المعاصر.
And in our time, right now.
هناك من يسمي نفسه حزب الله.
There are people and groups who call themselves that they are the group of Allah.
وهم معروفون. أقرب أن يسموا حزب الشيطان.
And they are well known and there is more befitting to call them the group of Shaytan.
فما فائدة التسمية إن لم تكن حقيقة.
So what is the benefit of the claim and the name if it is not a reality?
لذلك أوصي نفسي وإياكم.
So that's why I advise myself and you.
أن نتمسك بالسلفية تمسكا حقيقيا.
That we hold strict to Salafiyya as real holding and a reality, making a reality.
ولا ينفعنا مجرد الانتساب.
And just claiming that we are that, it doesn't benefit us anything.
بل قال بعض العلماء.
Some of the scholars they said.
إذا انتسبت للسلفية.
That if you claim you are a part of this Salafiyya.
فلا يجوز أن تزكي نفسك وتقول أنا السلفي أنا السلفي.
You're not allowed to say and you feel and you. Purify yourself and say, I am Salafi, I am Salafi.
وإنما تنتسب إليها تخبر بذلك إذا سئلت عنه.
But you claim you are a part of it, that you say you are part of it when you are asked about.
كما لو قيل لك هل أنت سلفي أم هل أنت شيعي أم أنت نصراني أم أنت يهودي فتقول أنا مسلم سلفي.
Like if somebody asks you, are you a Shi'i, are you Salafi, are you Nasrani, Christian? What are you? You say, I'm a Muslim Salafi.
هكذا إنما هو إخبار وليس مدح وتزكية للنفس.
It is only to say and to identify yourself and it is not to praising yourself.
فالله يقول في كتابه فلا تزكوا أنفسكم هو أعلم بمن اتقى.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, don't praise yourself. Allah knows whoever is more pious.
نعم الانتساب للسلف واجب.
To identify themselves as followers of the Salaf is important and is an obligation.
والسلفية دين أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And the Salafi is the religion of the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
ولا نجاة للمسلم إلا أن يكون سلفيا.
And there is no surviving for the Muslim except that he is a Salafi.
وأن يتمسك بذلك ويعتز به.
And he holds upon that and he be proud about it.
لكنها مسؤولية كبيرة.
But it is a great responsibility.
ليست مجرد انتساب.
It's not just a claim.
وليست مجرد دعوة.
And it's an empty call.
وليس مجرد أمنية يتمناها الإنسان.
And it's not only a wish that a person just wishes.
وإنما من انتسب للسلفية يجب أن ينتسب بحق وحقيقة.
So whoever claims that he identifies himself as being amongst the Salafis, then it has to be a reality.
لم تكن السلفية مجرد قول واعتقاد.
It was never just a saying and statements and just belief.
انظر إلى سلف هذه الأمة.
Look all of the past of this ummah.
من أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأئمة الإسلام.
Among the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and the great scholars and أئمة of Islam.
كيف كان عندهم من العلم؟
How they had the great deal of knowledge.
والعمل.
And actions.
والتقوى.
And piety.
والورع.
And fear of Allah.
والاستقامة على أمر الله ورسوله.
And to stay steadfast upon the orders of Allah and His Messenger.
والدعوة إلى الحق.
And call upon the truth.
والتضحية في سبيل الدعوة.
And sacrificing in the sake of this da'wah.
أمة عظيمة كانت.
It's a great, you see, a great nation.
من انتسب إليها.
Whoever claimed that he is part of it.
وتمسك بما عندهم.
And holds strictly to whatever they used to be upon.
وفعل حسب اجتهاده وطاقته بأفعالهم.
And he did up whatever he, his effort and whatever he can afford from actions.
فهو المستحق لكلمة سلفي ولقب سلفي.
Then he is the one that deserves this label of Salafi.
ونحن نجتهد لأن ونسعى إلى ذلك.
And we strive hard and we seek to be amongst that.
ونحن مقصرون في هذا ولا شك.
And we surely we are not doing our full job in that.
لكن نحن كما يقول القائل وتشبهوا إن لم تكونوا مثلهم.
But we are the person who said that imitate if you are not like them.
إن التشبه بالكرام فلاح أي فوز.
Imitating those who are honorable is a success.
لذلك لا بد لنا من الكتاب والسنة.
So that is why we have to hold to the Kitab, to the Quran, the Book of Allah, and the Sunnah.
وما كان عليه سلف الأمة.
And wherever the predecessors of the Ummah used to be upon.
نفهم الكتاب والسنة كما فهموا.
We understand the Book and the Sunnah as they understood it.
ونطبق كما طبقوا.
And we implemented the same way they implemented.
وهذا ما شرطه الله عز وجل للنجاة.
And this is what Allah has put as a condition for surviving.
الله يقول جل وعلا في كتابه.
Allah سبحانه وتعالى says in His book.
ومن يشاقق الرسول أي يخالف الرسول يكون الرسول في الشق وهو في شق آخر.
Whoever opposes the messenger, means disobeys the messenger, that he will be in one side and the messenger will be in another side.
ويتبع غير سبيل من بعد ما تبين الهدى ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى أي جاء العلم وتبين كل شيء.
And whoever opposes the messenger after the guidance came to him, meaning he received the guidance and received the knowledge.
قال ومن يشاقق الرسول من بعد ما تبين له الهدى قال ويتبع غير سبيل المؤمنين أي يتبع غير طريق المؤمنين.
So whoever opposes the messenger after he received the guidance and he chooses a path other than the path of the believers.
فلم يكتفي الله عز وجل ويقول ومن يشاقق الرسول بل قال ويتبع غير سبيل غير طريق المؤمنين.
So Allah سبحانه وتعالى He didn't just mention that whoever opposes the messenger, but he also included in the ayah whoever opposes the messenger and seeks a path other than the path of the believers.
لأن سبيل المؤمنين يعني سبيل الصحابة طريق الصحابة.
Because the path of the mu'mineen of the believers is the path of the sahaba.
من هم غير الصحابة المقصودين بهذه الآية؟
Who are they those who are mentioned in this ayah other than the Sahaba?
لما أنزل الله الآية على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم ما كان في مؤمنون ولا سبيل إلا سبيل الصحابة رضي الله عنهم.
when Allah revealed this ayah on His Messenger sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, there was no group and no believers who believed in Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam other than those of the companions of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam.
وبهذا تمتاز السلفية.
And this is what the style of Salafiyya, this is what it's that's the character of and the quality of this da'wah.
لأنهم على الكتاب والسنة لأنهم على الكتاب والسنة
because they are upon the book, the kitab, the book of Allah and the sunnah
وما كان عليه سلف الأمة
and wherever those the predecessors of the ummah they were upon.
فأصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم هم سلف الأمة.
So the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, they're the predecessors of this ummah.
فكانوا بمثابة التطبيق العملي للكتاب والسنة.
So they were the implementation of the Quran and the Sunnah.
ألا يدرس الناس اليوم في الجامعات قسم نظري وقسم عملي؟
Now in universities, people study types which is just theoretical and then actual and practical.
الطبيب مثلا يدرس في السنوات الأولى الطب النظري.
So in the first the doctor in the first years he studies the theoretical part.
ثم يخرج ليمارس في المستشفيات وهو ما زال طالبا تطبيق عملي للنظر الذي درسه.
And then he, while he's still a student, he goes the second part and he starts implementing and doing practicing wherever he learns.
أليس كذلك؟
Isn't it like that?
أم أنه من أول دراسة يذهب ويعالج الناس؟
And it is not that from the first the beginning of his studying he goes and he starts dealing and try dealing with patients.
إنما يأخذ الدراسة نظرية ثم يطبقها عمليا.
First he takes the knowledge theoretically and then after that he tries to implement it practically.
وهكذا الدين الإسلام.
And that's the same way in the religion. This is the religion of Islam.
أنزل الله القرآن على محمد صلى الله عليه وسلم.
Allah revealed the Quran upon His Messenger صلى الله عليه وسلم.
فقام النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه بتطبيق هذه الأحكام.
So then the Prophet then Rasul صلى الله عليه وسلم himself and his companions they implemented these actions these commandments practically.
فلا نجاة لنا.
So there is no surviving for us.
إلا أن نتابع الكتاب والسنة وما كان عليه سلف الأمة.
Except that we follow the kitab and the sunnah and wherever that the predecessors of the ummah they were upon.
أي نأخذ الإسلام نظريا وعمليا.
That we take Islam theoretically and we take it practically.
فالنبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أخذ الإسلام وطبقه مع أصحابه.
رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم he took Islam and he implemented it practically with his companions.
صلى معهم جماعة وجمعة.
He prayed with them in congregation and in Jum'ah and Friday.
وجاهد في سبيل الله.
And he fought for the sake of Allah.
وتعامل في البيع والشراء.
And he dealt with selling and buying.
وفي الزواج وفي الحرب وفي السلم.
And marriage and in times of war and times of safety.
هناك جانب كبير من التطبيق العملي للإسلام.
So there is a big aspect of implementing, the actual implementing and practicing implementing of Islam.
فكمل الإسلام والحمد لله.
So the Islam became perfect.
ما كان عليه النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأصحابه من التطبيق للكتاب والسنة.
So the Islam became perfect with whatever Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, with the implementation of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم and his companions.
لذلك يقول شيخنا فسار على ذلك أمته الذين استجابوا لله ورسوله.
And this is why the Sheikh mentions in the letter that so it went upon that path, the nation of Rasulullah sallam, those who answered the call of Allah and His Messenger.
وهم خيرة الخلق من الصحابة والتابعين.
And those are the best of His creation amongst the companions and those who followed them.
عرفنا من الصحابة.
Now we know who are the Sahaba, the companions.
والتابعون هم الذين أدركوا الصحابة وآمنوا.
And that the تابعين are those who they met the Sahaba and they believed.
والذين اتبعوهم بإحسان أي اتبعوا أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وأحسنوا باتباعهم.
And those who followed them with goodness meaning they followed what the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم were upon and they perfected that.
فقاموا بشريعته وتمسكوا بسنته.
So they implemented whatever Allah legislated from His Sharia and they hold them firmly to His Sunnah.
وعضوا عليها بالنواجذ أي مسكوها تمسكا قويا كأنهم قد مسكوها بأسنانهم.
and they bit with their molar teeth. That expression means that they hold so firm on it as if they were holding and biting on it with their teeth.
عقيدة وعبادة وخلقا وأدبا أي الدين كله متكاملا أخذوه.
They hold on to that, and the aspects of aqidah, the aspects of creed, and the aspects of worship, and the aspects of manner, and the aspects of etiquette. So they hold on to that, all of it.
فإذا أردنا أن نتبع السلف.
So if we wanted to follow our predecessors,
نتبعهم بالعقيدة والعبادة والخلاق والآداب.
We follow them in the aspects of creed, and aspects of worship, and aspects of manners, and etiquette.
لا نتبعهم بالأخلاق دون العقيدة.
We don't follow them in their manners and their manners, and then we leave them and leave their creed.
ولا بالعقيدة دون العبادة.
And on time action and aspects of creed and not aspects of worship.
ولا عقيدة بلا أخلاق.
And not just a creed without manners.
بل نتبعهم بكل شيء.
But we follow them in every single aspect.
بالعقيدة والشريعة والعبادة والأخلاق والأدب.
And their creed, and in their actions and worship, and in their manners, and in their etiquette.
فدين الله كامل.
So the religion of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complete.
لا نحتاج إلى من يكمله لنا.
We don't need anybody to add to it to perfect it.
أو أن يضيف إليه شيئا.
Or to increase in it or add to it.
نعم، لكننا نتبع العلماء.
Yes, but we follow the scholars.
لأن النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم قال العلماء ورثة الأنبياء.
Because Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم said that the scholars are those inheritance of the prophets.
والأنبياء لم يورثوا دينارا ولا درهم.
And the prophets they did not leave behind dirham or dinar, any type of money or currency.
وإنما ورثوا العلم.
But they left behind knowledge.
فمن أخذ بالعلم أخذ بحظ وافر نصيب كبير.
So whoever took from that knowledge, he has taken a great deal.
فالعلماء الذين أخذوا بالكتاب والسنة.
So that those scholars that they took from the book and the sunnah.
هم الذين يستحقون الاتباع.
Those who are, they deserve that to follow them.
فليس كل عالم عالم.
So not every person he says he's a scholar, he's a scholar.
فهناك علماء بالباطل.
There are the scholars of falsehood.
هناك علماء عندهم انحرافات.
And there are scholars that have deviations.
وهناك علماء قد يكون لهم جانب من العلم.
And there are scholars that they have one aspect of knowledge.
فإذا أردنا أن نقتدي بالعالم.
So if we wanted to follow the alim,
لا بد أن نعرف أنه من علماء الهدى.
We have to make sure and acknowledge that he is amongst the that he is the scholar amongst the scholars of guidance.
المتمسك بالكتاب والسنة.
That holds firmly to the book and the sunnah.
وما كان عليه سلف الأمة.
And whatever the predecessors of the ummah was upon.
فإذا وجدنا عالما.
So if we see a alim, a scholar.
معتبرا.
And he is trustworthy.
يقودنا بالكتاب والسنة وما كان على سلف الأمة.
And he leads us with that, with the book and the sunnah and whatever the other predecessor of the ummah were upon.
هذا الذي أمرنا أن نطيعه.
This is who we are. We were ordered to follow and obey him.
وأن نسأله إذا جهلنا.
And we ask him if we were ignorant.
والله يقول.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
فَاسْأَلُوا أَهْلَ الذِّكْرِ إِن كُنْتُمْ لَا تَعْلَمُونَ.
Ask the people of knowledge if you don't know.
لذلك يقول الشيخ فصاروا هم الطائفة الذين لا يزالون على الحق ظاهرين. أي الصحابة وأتباعهم ومن تبعهم بإحسان هم الطائفة الذين لا يزالون على الحق ظاهرين. الطائفة المجموعة من الناس الذين ظاهرين على الحق. نعم.
So that's why they became the group that they are still upon the truth. And that group is, they're clear and they're upon the truth.
يشير المؤلف رحمه الله شيخنا هنا في هذا الكلام يشير إلى حديث لرسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And here the author of this book he's indicating towards the hadith.
وهو قول النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And it's the statement of the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لا تزال طائفة من أمتي.
That there still be a group of my ummah.
ظاهرين على الحق.
They will be upon the truth.
لا يضرهم من خذلهم أو خالفهم.
It will not hurt them or harm them those who went against them.
حتى يأتي أمر الله تعالى وهم على ذلك.
Until the order of Allah will come and they are still upon that.
وهذه بشارة من النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
And this is a God telling from the Prophet صلى الله عليه وسلم.
لأن هذا الدين باقي.
That this religion will stay.
وأن هناك من هو متمسك به.
And that there will always be those who hold firm to it.
وأن من صلحت نيته وكان صادقا مع الله.
And whoever is his intentions are pure and he is truthful with Allah.
ممكن أن يهتدي إليه.
He will be guided to that.
فليس الأمر بمستحيل.
So it is not impossible.
مهما كثر الشر.
No matter how much there were evil around us,
واختلف الناس,
and people are so different,
وزاد الفساد,
and corruption is spread,
واجتهد أعداء الإسلام,
and the people, the enemies of Islam, have put their efforts,
وأفسدت وسائل الإعلام,
and the media have corrupted,
وكثر المشوشون على الإسلام.
And those who are seek the corruption for Islam, they are increased.
وفسد من فسد من المسلمين باسم الإسلام.
And have corrupted and deviated among the Muslims with the name of Islam.
فالحق سيبقى ظاهرا وباقيا.
The truth will be always there and will be clear and will be there.
وستبقى طائفة متمسكة به.
And there will be a group that will hold to it.
إلى قبيل يوم القيامة.
Until a little before the day of judgment.
وهم الطائفة المنصورة.
And those are the surviving group.
الذين ينصرهم الله عز وجل.
Those are the group that Allah will give them victory.
وهم الفرقة النادية.
They are the surviving sect.
سموا فرقة نادية.
They are named the surviving sect.
إشارة إلى حديث النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم.
The indication of the hadith of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم.
والذي قال فيه.
When he said.
ستفترق هاي الأمة.
That this ummah will separate
على 73 فرقة
into 73 sects.
كلها في النار.
Every single one of them in the hellfire.
أي كلها تستحق النار.
Every means every single one deserves the hellfire.
قال إلا واحدة.
He said except one of them.
قال من هي يا رسول الله؟
They asked who is that one.
قال من كان على مثل ما علي أنا اليوم وأصحابي.
He said that whoever is upon whatever I am upon and my companions.
فالذي يتمسك بما كان عليه الصلاة والسلام وأصحابه.
So whoever holds to whatever Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم was upon and his companions.
فهو الذي يرجى له النجاة من النار.
This is the hope that he will be saved from the hellfire.
بقدر ما تكون ناجيا من البدع والأهواء.
As much that is away and pure from the from innovations and desires.
ستكون ناجيا من النار يوم القيامة.
He'll be away and be survived from the safe from that fire in the day of judgment.
وبقدر ما يقع الإنسان في البدع والأهواء.
And however he falls and how much he falls into deviation into innovation and desires.
بقدر ما سيكون له نصيب من النار.
And that's the amount he will receive from hellfire.
قال شيخنا رحمه الله.
Our Sheikh said, may Allah have mercy on him.
ونحن ولله الحمد على آثارهم سائرون.
And we praise to Allah upon their footsteps we are going.
وبسيرتهم المؤيدة بالكتاب والسنة مهتدون.
And in their biography that it is supported with the kitab and the sunnah, we are guided.
نقول ذلك تحدثا بنعمة الله تعالى.
We say this talking about the blessings of Allah.
يعني يشير الشيخ لا أقول لك افتخارا.
The Sheikh is indicating here that he is not saying this to just proud and fall out of pride.
ومدحا لنفسي.
And praising himself.
ودعوة مجردة.
And just an empty claim.
وإنما أقول ذلك أحمد الله عز وجل عليه.
But I am saying this praising Allah for that.
وقد قال الله تعالى وأما بنعمة ربك فحدث.
And Allah سبحانه وتعالى said, as for the bounties of Allah, then talk about.
هكذا يجمع المسلم.
And that is what is required upon the Muslim.
إذا قال عن نفسي أنا سلفي.
That if he says upon himself about himself he's a Salafi.
أنا سني.
I am Sunni.
أنا مسلم.
I'm a Muslim.
يريد بذلك.
He wants by that.
الإخبار عن نفسه.
He wants by that to tell and about himself.
متحدثا بنعمة الله عليه وفضله عليه.
Talking about the bounties and the blessings of Allah upon him.
لأنه يترفع على الناس.
Not because he looks that he thinks he is better than the others.
ولأنه يدعي الكمال.
And he thinks that he is perfect.
ولا لأنه هو المتمسك وغيره ليس بمتمسك.
And not because he is the one that is holding and the others are not.
بل يجب عليه أن يخاف على نفسه.
But he should be afraid of about himself.
فهو معرض في أي لحظة.
Because he is threatened in any moment.
أن يزيغ عن السلفية.
That he will go away and will deviate from Salafiyya.
بل وأن يزيغ عن الإسلام.
But he will deviate from Islam itself.
وربما يرتد عن الإسلام والعياذ بالله.
Maybe reject and revert from this religion.
اعتبر بما سأقول.
Be careful and listen to whatever the Shaykh is about to say.
بعض أصحاب النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم,
a group of from the companions of Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
ممن تقدم إسلامه,
who those who their Islam have preceded,
يعني من أوائل من أسلم مع الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم,
from the first people who believed in Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم,
أمرهم النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم أن يهاجر الهجرة الأولى إلى الحبشة.
He ordered them to migrate the first migration to Abyssinia.
ومع ذلك,
but although he was amongst the first believers,
بعضهم ذهب إلى الحبشة إلى أثيوبيا يعني وارتد عن الإسلام.
Some of them they went to Abyssinia and they reverted from Islam.
مع أنه لو بقي على إسلامه,
and if he stayed upon his upon Islam,
لكان من الأولين السابقين الإسلام, له فضل على جميع المسلمين.
He would be amongst those who are of amongst the foremost believers, that they are better than the rest of those who came after them.
فإذا كان هؤلاء الذين أسلموا وكان من علموا الإسلام الرسول صلى الله عليه وسلم بذاته.
So if that those who believed and Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam was their teacher and he was the one that taught them Islam,
وارتد ما ارتد منهم,
they rejected and reverted amongst them.
فكيف لا يخاف المسلم على نفسه؟
So how can a Muslim is not afraid about himself?
ونحن نشاهد كل يوم,
and we see every day,
من يتراجع,
those who revert,
ومن يرتد,
and reject and revert from Islam,
ومن يضعف,
and those who are get weaker.
فكيف يقول الإنسان عن نفسه أنا وأنا؟
So how can a person say about himself, I am,
وهو على خطورة عظيمة,
and he is upon a great, great danger,
معرض للانحراف والردة,
and he is threatened by returning and leaving Islam.
في أي لحظة؟
In every moment.
كما قد ارتد كثير من الناس,
as many people have left the religion,
وتراجع كثير من الناس,
and reverted and rejected,
وتغير كثير من الناس,
and many people have changed.
بل واجب على المسلم,
but it is obligatory upon the Muslim,
أن يتواضع لله,
that he be humble to Allah,
وأن يسأل الله الثبات,
and he ask Allah to keep him firm.
فكان النبي صلى الله عليه وسلم وهو رسول الله,
and Rasulullah صلى الله عليه وسلم, he used to be and he is the messenger from Allah,
كثيرا ما يقسم.
He used to swear many times.
فقل لا ومقلب القلوب.
And he will say, no, by the one who changes the heart.
إشارة إلى أن الله عز وجل يقلب القلوب كثيرا.
An indication that Allah سبحانه وتعالى is the one that changes the heart.
فمن ترفع على الناس.
So whoever thinks he's better than the people.
واحتقرهم.
And he looks down upon them.
وطعن بهم.
And he criticized them.
يخشى عليه,
then we fear upon him,
أن يتراجع,
that he will leave and he will reject,
وربما يرتد,
maybe he will revert.
بل من وجد خيرا فليحمد الله,
so whoever found good he should thank Allah,
وليشكره على ذلك,
and praise Allah for that,
ويسأل الله الزيادة والثبات,
and he ask Allah to increase him and keep him firm.
يقول شيخنا رحمه الله تعالى, نقول ذلك تحدثا بنعمة الله تعالى.
So our Shaykh says that we are saying this talking about the ni'mah of Allah upon us.
وَبَيَانًا لِمَا يَجِبُ أَنْ يَكُونَ عَلَيْهِ كُلُّ مُؤْمِنٍ,
and clarifying to whatever every Muslim has to be upon.
قَالَ فِي هَذَا الدُّعَاءِ وَنَسَّى اللَّهَ تَعَالَى أَنْ يُثَبِّتَنَا,
and he said that in this dua that we ask Allah Ta'ala the Most High to keep us firm,
وَإِخْوَانَنَا الْمُسْلِمِينَ,
and our brothers in Islam,
بِالْقَوْلِ الثَّابِتِ فِي الْحَيَاةِ الدُّنْيَا وَفِي الْآخِرَةِ, أي في القبر وفي يوم القيامة,
with the firm statement in this life and in the hereafter,
أن يثبتنا في حياتنا وفي قبورنا,
that he kept us firm upon that in our lives and in our graves,
وَأَنْ يَهِبَ لَنَا مِنْهُ رَحْمَةً إِنَّهُ هُوَ الْوَهَّابُ,
and to give us from him mercy, he is the giver.
فماذا علينا أن نقول؟
So what is it upon us to say?
نقول آمين.
We say آمين.
نعم. قالوا لأهمية هذا الموضوع.
Then he said, and because of the importance of this issue.
أي موضوع؟ يعني العقيدة.
Which issue, which aspect of عقيدة.
وتفرق أهواء الخلق فيه, أي آراءهم تفرقت والناس أخذ تأخذ عقائد كثيرة.
And the different opinions of them, the different desires of people in that.
يقول الشيخ أحببت أن أكتب.
He said I love to write
على سبيل الاختصار.
in a summarized way.
عقيدتنا عقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
Our creed, the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة.
وهي الإيمان بالله وملائكته وكتبه ورسله واليوم الآخر.
And that is to believe in Allah and His angels and His books and His messengers and the last day.
والقدر خيره وشره.
And and the creed, the good and the bad of it.
سائل الله تعالى.
Asking by that Allah تعالى.
أن يجعل ذلك خالصا لوجهه.
That He makes this sincere for His faith.
موافقا لمرضاته نافعا لعباده.
Upon his whatever he pleases him and beneficial to his place.
وأقول لكم أنا محدثكم.
And I tell you.
وأيضا أنا أحببت.
And I also liked and loved.
على سبيل الاختصار.
On a summarized version.
بيان عقيدتنا.
To clarify our عقيدة, our creed.
وعقيدة أهل السنة والجماعة.
And the creed of أهل السنة والجماعة.
على ما بينها شيخنا رحمه الله تعالى.
The same way the Sheikh has clarified it here.
فقمت بهذه الزيارة.
So I am with this visit.
سائل الله عز وجل.
Asking Allah عز وجل.
أن يجعل عملنا خالصا لوجهه.
We ask Allah to make this action sincere for his faith.
موافقا لمرضاته.
Upon his whatever pleases him.
نافع لي ولكم.
Beneficial for myself and for you.
فإن وجدتم خيرا أيها الأخوة الكرام.
So if you find any goodness.
فاحرصوا على العلم.
Then be careful and hold to knowledge.
وعلموه غيركم.
And teach it to others.
وانشروا هذه العقيدة.
And spread this creed.
ولو عبر التسجيل.
Even if it is through a recording.
فقد يعجز كثير منا.
Because it might be hard for a lot of us
أن يوصل هذه العقيدة وأن يسمى الآخرين
to clarify this aqidah for others and to make it reach others.
لكن نحن اليوم بحمد الله.
But we today by the mercy and the blessings of Allah.
قد يسر الله لنا.
Allah made easy for us.
آلات التسجيل.
All the technology and all the recorders.
فيمكننا أن نعيد ونكرر.
So we can repeat and we can repeat.
ونستفيد ونفيد غيرنا.
And we can benefit ourselves and benefit others.
هل أنتم مستعدون لذلك؟
Are you ready to do that?
أسأل الله أن يوفقنا وإياكم إلى ذلك.
Ask Allah to help us and you are fun to do that.
نستريح قليلا.
Take a break.
الحمد لله.